we had the usual dissection of fetal pigs, and I took the remains of that home and kept the skeleton of it. And I just started branching out, dogs, cats. I suppose it could have turned into a normal hobby like taxidermy. All I know is that I wanted to see what the insides of these animals look like. There may have been some violence involved, some underlying subconscious feelings of violence. Take them back in the woods, skin them sometimes, slip them all the way open, look at the organs, feel them. It was just mystifying to me how the insides of the animal looked. It was a sort of general excitement for me. I don't know why. It was exciting to see. I was drinking a lot during that time. And just, I don't know, looking for something to, some way to find some fulfillment, some pleasure. And I acted on my fantasies, and that's where everything went wrong. After the second time, it seemed like the compulsion to do it was too strong, and I didn't even try to stop it after that. But before the second time, things had been building up gradually. Going to bookstores, going to the bars, the gay bars, bath clubs. When that wasn't enough, buying sleeping pills and using it on various guys in the bath clubs. It just escalated slowly but surely. And after the second time, which was not planned, it was out of control. It felt like it was out of control. Part of me was, and part of me wasn't. Explain. I don't know, it's like, I don't believe I have a split personality, but you know, the feeling where you're sort of glad about something, but on the other hand, you're not. That's how it was. It was a relief not to have to keep such a gigantic secret that I had kept for so many years. And once I saw that I had no choice but to face it, I decided to face it head on and make a full confession. So I am glad that the secrets are gone.